This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister hails the return of red stripe production in Jamaica. Industry Minister calls for geographical indicator designation for red stripe beer. And International Labour Organization commends Jamaica's educational offerings. The news in detail after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is hailing the decision by Red Stripe to restart the brewing of beer destined for the U.S. market on the island as a vote of confidence in the country's economic reform program. Dr. Phillips says Red Stripe's decision reflects the extent to which Jamaica, over the past 3 years, has become a more competitive economic environment in which to operate.
Among the elements that would have contributed to this effort are the tax reform arrangements, particularly including what has been done to remove duties off inputs into the production process for everyone, the removal of the bureaucratic red tape, which has made Forbes magazine, among others, recognize that Jamaica is the best place to do business in the Caribbean.
The finance minister adds that interest rates are at a historic low in Jamaica, pointing out that new loans for small, medium, and large businesses are in single digits. Meanwhile, Industry Minister Anthony Hilton is calling for the attachment of a geographical indicator, GI, to Red Stripe beer to ensure that Jamaica is always legally associated with the nationally produced beer. A geographical indication is a sign used on products that have a specific geographical origin. Minister Hilton says Red Stripe beer has come to be synonymous with Jamaica over the years, and attaching a GI will guarantee that both Jamaica and the beer's parent company benefit from this association.
Indeed, a designation as a GI would allow our iconic beer to join the ranks of tequila in Mexico and champagne in France. However, this is part of a larger thrust towards strengthening our IP, or intellectual property regime, to enable our brands to be properly protected in the global market and a competitive commercial environment.
The International Labour Organization, ILO, has commended Jamaica for the quality of its educational offerings. Senior Specialist in Skills and Employability Dr. Hassan Ndahi, who is based at the ILO's regional office in Trinidad and Tobago, says Jamaica is leading the region in terms of its achievements in the education sector.
Educationally, you have done so much. Even in the area of technical and vocational education, in just about every area of education. I give example of that all the time. And every time I give example of Jamaica because you are in front. But that does not mean it's time for us to stop. There is a very wide room for improvement. And it is the responsibility of not only the government, but everybody.
Dr. Ndahi was speaking at the Heart Trust NTA's inaugural Labour Market Research Day in downtown Kingston recently. He says productivity will improve when persons are comfortable in their work environment and grow based on performance. And another 80 residents of Clifton in South St. Catherine have received certificates of possession under the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings Limited Community Regularization and Development Program. Speaking at the handing over ceremony Wednesday, Chief Executive Officer John Gales said the project will allow residents living in estate houses or on lands to take up the responsibility of home and land ownership and community development.
The next round is the work for the infrastructure, which is where we are going to begin to actually put in the pegs and the boundary in. So you can begin to re-establish your route in a more secure and profound way. In tandem with that, we are working with a number of agencies to deal with the infrastructure, road, water, and to establish and improve power supply system.
Clifton is one of 30 communities across five parishes where tenure is being regularized under the program. The parishes include Westmoreland, St. Thomas, Trelawney, St. Catherine, and Clarendon. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.